This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Well, there's nothing like going into your day with the confidence that God wants to work through you today. Sometimes we don't quite get that far in our expectations of the day, do we? We're more happy to think, well, I might just make it to the end of the day. Well, I hope you do make it to the end of the day, but I hope that you make it to the end of the day with a sense of satisfaction in your life because you've seen God working through you. It really is a change of mindset, isn't it? To say, you know, my day is not just for myself. It's not just to make it through. It's not just to hope that things work out okay for me. But God wants to use me today. God wants to use me in the lives of the people I encounter today. My kids, my parents, my brothers and sisters, my friends, the people I know, the people I'm going to hang out with today, the people I work with today, the people in my neighborhood, the people on my sports team. Whatever it is, whoever you're encountering today, try to change your attitude a little bit to think, okay, God, how do you want to work in this person's life? What are you doing in their life, and how can you do it through me? Well, that's why God has given you His Holy Spirit, because you can't just look at your encounters with people and see what God is doing, can you? There's no way. But He can. He knows what He's doing in people's lives, and He is in you if you are a follower of Jesus. You don't just exist on your own willpower and your own abilities to try and do what needs to be done in your day. Rather, God is in you, and He is helping your life become what He designed it to be. If you don't know God, and you're struggling with the issues of your life and struggling even with your own inner life and who you are and what life's about and that void that you can't seem to fill even when you're successful in the things you thought would fill it. Well, I want to tell you, it's because you were made for God. And your life will only work properly when God is at the center of it. Well, if you are putting God at the center of your life, you know that God has put His Holy Spirit into your life, and that changes everything. And you know, as you read in the Bible, and particularly in the book of Acts, that gives us so many examples of how the Holy Spirit used people, it's really interesting to see how often the book of Acts tells us that certain people were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke. And this is one of the main things the Holy Spirit wants to do through you, is speak into the lives of people around you. You may not feel like you're a guru or someone who has all the answers to life. Don't worry about that. Just talk about what you're learning from God. Talk about what God is doing in your life and how He's changing your life. Ask them if they've ever encountered God before, if they've ever experienced the love of God in their life. As you talk, God's Holy Spirit will work through even your weak, stumbling words to make an impact in people's lives. Just listen to this from Acts chapter 4, verse 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, and he went on to declare to them some truths about Jesus, the Jewish leaders who had killed Jesus. But they didn't like that very much, and they warned them severely and threatened to do them harm if they kept on doing it. When they were released, they went back and told their other Christian friends what had happened. And it says, and when they heard it, they lifted their voices together to God and said, Sovereign Lord, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them, who through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said by the Holy Spirit, why did the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? And they go on a few verses later and they say, and now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness. Well, maybe you need to ask God for some boldness too, if you're going to start speaking into other people's lives about God. Grant your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness. A few verses later it says, and when they prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. Do you see this pattern? The Holy Spirit really moves in their hearts, and as a result, they speak, and God works through them, not because of who they are, but because of who He is. Who can you speak to today, trusting God to work through you? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.